Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond, and welcome to June, the 3rd of June. And, you know, it did start out nice. June is busting out all over. It really kind of fits the what we've been having on a positive note the last few days, and really enjoying what's been happening in terms of some sunshine and a little warmer weather. And, by the way, some people will know June is busting out all over is a song or part of a song. Well, what's happening in June? Well, you know, every month somebody has set up this whole list of this is June is the month of, and then each day of the week usually has some special designation. And I always think it's kind of fun to look at what people have come up with to celebrate and promote whatever their product. But sometimes it's an awareness, you know, it can be for various reasons. Anyhow, June, the month of June is Aquarium Month. Candy Month, now they're getting close to me. Dairy Month, those are two that I love. This one I don't understand. Well, maybe. Fight the Filthy Fly Month. Yeah, I think that maybe was more appropriate to earlier in our history. If you lived on a farm, you were fighting those flies. National Accordion Awareness Month. And there are many times the accordion is used, especially it seems like to me in promotion music, and we're not really aware of it. So maybe accordion awareness is appropriate. National Adopt a Cat Month. And also on the 4th is Hug Your Cat Day. But if you're not a cat fan and you are a dog fan, there's a day to take your dog to work. So we're not leaving the dogs out either. Now this one won't surprise anybody. Rose Month. And also National Fresh Fruit and Vegetables Month. Ooh, yummy things just coming into season. How about Turkey Lovers Month? I'm not sure whether that's the live turkey or the one that you get ready to eat. But either way, Turkey Lovers Month. How about Iced Tea Month, Safety Month, National Tennis Month, and I love this one, Potty Training Awareness Month. So wherever, you probably fit in there somewhere and should be celebrating June for some reason besides your own personal reasons. Well, what about the days? Today is repeat day. I said repeat day. Interesting. How about tomorrow is applesauce cake day? That sounds good. And then I mentioned on the 4th is hug your cat day. Skipping down the 6th, one that really fits for a lot of people, National Gardening Exercise Day. Yep, if you do much gardening out there, you're going to get a little exercise. And on the 7th is National Chocolate Ice Cream Day, as well as National Donut Day. Seems like there's a lot of days that relate to food. Skipping ahead a bit, the 9th is Donald Duck Day, and the 12th is Red Rose Day. That seems appropriate. All the roses are really getting into bloom. And I'll mention that in the median in Atlantic, there are new roses planted, and they are just full of buds. They should be popping open just any day. On the 14th, a very special day, Flag Day. If you don't put your flag out other days and you have one, that would be a good day to put out the flag. How about the 15th, National Hollerin' Contest Day? And then on the 16th, another very special day, that's Father's Day. And then there's a couple, remember what this is, Fresh Fruit and Vegetable Month. Well, on the 16th is Fresh Veggies Day, and on the 17th is Eat Your Vegetables Day. Easy to eat vegetables, just wash them off and eat them raw or chop them up, put them in a salad or make some salsa. Easy, you don't have to do a lot of cooking. Or if you're Chris, you put them on the grill. And that's something that people, I think, are more and more getting into is grilling vegetables along with their burgers and steaks and so on. A couple of other, just mentioned a couple of other dates in June. The 23rd is Take Your Dog to Work Day. And does your business allow that? Do you want to do that? Dogs can be great companions and be very still and mind their masters, or they could be running around going crazy, especially if there's other dogs in the area. If you're a fisherman, the 25th is National Catfish Day, and the 26th is Beautician's Day. Well, goes on every day, practically has something very special. The 29th is Waffle Iron Day. So some way you're celebrating, whether you know it or not, because there is something special going on in June during the month and almost every day. So I hope you're celebrating for lots of different reasons. By the way, the birthstone for June is the pearl. That's the original one. Others are the alexandrite or the moonstone. So choose the one that you would like the best. Well, June used to be the top month for weddings. I think now there are a couple of other months that are in there at least as popular and perhaps more so. I think October is kind of up there among months. But June, at least in the past, was the month for weddings. And you probably know where I'm going with this. Yep, there's a long history involved as to why June was the month for weddings. The history of weddings celebrated during the month of June goes back to Roman times, over 2,000 years ago. The Romans celebrated a festival in honor of the deity Juno, who was wife of Jupiter and goddess of marriage and childbirth. So May was not the month to get married, so people had to wait till June. May was a bad month to get married, according to the Romans. During the 1400s and 1500s, June was considered the time when people came outdoors after long winter and bathed communally, or maybe not, but hopefully bathed. I guess to marry when one is clean seemed to be a good beginning. And in that not only fits in Roman times, but I think fits in our early frontier days. There was not a bath every day or every week. Also, the use of flowers might have started then, because that was a way of masking body odor. Even the term honeymoon has a historical origin, referring to the first moon after the summer solstice, which is June 21st, and that's called the honeymoon. Getting married in June before you had some control over it meant that children conceived from these unions would be born the following spring, increasing their chances of survival after a long winter months. Also, spring births would not interfere with the fall harvest, which was the busiest time of the year for most people. So you see, you had to plan all of that according to what was going on in nature. And let's not forget that until quite recently, there was nothing romantic about weddings. These were business contracts between the bride's father and the family of the groom. And women were considered their father's property, which is still true in some places. But that's why the father gave away the bride. And in most cultures, the father also had to pay a dowry to the groom's family. So much of what we do is based on past history. Weddings could also be a dangerous event. And I don't remember hearing so much about this, but I think a bit. A wealthy bride could be kidnapped in order to get a handsome dowry on her way to the ceremony or during the ceremony. So bridesmaids were dressed just like the bride to confuse those possible captors. And the groom's place on the right side of the bride was there to provide him with easy access to his sword if the situation required it. And grooms still stand on the right side, sword or no. All these examples that we talked about indicate how traditions get established, and they're just carried on for sometimes practical reasons and often just emotional ones, and we don't even know why those traditions were started. But even though many traditions are carried on, of course, weddings have become very unique, very much related to the people getting married and their families. More traditional information, the saying something old, something new, something borrowed, and something blue attests to the human tendency to value continuity and new beginnings, unity and separation. So there are many movies that have been based on weddings. Seven Brides for Seven Brothers was one. June Bride, there's been some comedy ones lately, lots of movies related to weddings. And, of course, weddings are emotional. There's lots of things going on, so it's a good base for movies, because so many opportunities for humor, for sadness, for all of the emotions, high and low. Whatever you celebrate in June, I hope you will enjoy June, because it's here, and right now it's looking pretty good. So until next time, here's a thought. Worrying is a waste of time. It doesn't change anything. It messes with your mind, and it steals your happiness.